الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين. وبعد، حمزة يوسف asks Buddha in the Quran question mark his question mark. Before we talk more about this topic, let's read here what Imam al-Shafi'i radiyallahu anhu, one of the four Imams, one of the Salaf al-Salih, said, لو أن رجلا تصوف أول النهار لا يأتي الظهر حتى يصير أحمق. This is the كلام of al-Shafi'i radiyallahu anhu. If a man becomes a Sufi in the beginning of the day, the middle of the day will not come, but after he had become ahmaq. Ahmaq means a fool. So if somebody became a Sufi in the beginning of the day, by midday he will have become ahmaq. A Sufi, ahmaq. That's what Imam Shafi'i said. Now, here is an important story. One of the Imams, the scholars of the Salaf al-Salih, had a Christian neighbor. Now, whenever he saw his Christian neighbor, he would tell him, you're an Arab. You read the Quran, you understand the Quran. Why don't you become Muslim? So one day, went out of his house and found his neighbor wearing Muslim clothes. He became happy. He said, what happened? He said, I became a Muslim. And I became a Shia. So the scholar said to him, all what you did is that you moved from one section in hellfire to another section. He told him, all what you did is move from one section in hellfire to another section. Remember, al-Shafi'i said, Ahmaq. This scholar said to his neighbor, Abit. Same thing. A fool. We're going to talk about a book today. We're going to talk about a book today. Title, Common Grounds Between Islam and Buddhism. Allah. Author Riza Shah Kazimi. That's a Shia name. Riza, Imam Rida. Shah Kazimi, Imam Al-Kazim. Typical Shia names. Introduction by H. The 14th Dalai Lama. His Highness, the 14th Dalai Lama. What's the topic about? The common grounds between Islam and Buddhism. The Dalai Lama, the one who said to Europe a few years ago that Europe is better off without Muslims. He said that. Check it. This is the man now to talk about common grounds between Islam and Buddhism. So, introduction by the Dalai Lama, Prince Ghazi bin Muhammad, Professor Muhammad Hashim Kamali, and the book includes an essay by Hamza Yusuf, title, Buddha in the Quran. Don't forget the question mark. Now, let's talk about Ibn Arabi a little bit. Ibn Arabi, whom Hamza Yusuf called a great scholar, he defended him. Ibn Arabi says, عقد الخلائق في الإله عقائدا وأنا اعتقدت جميع ما اعتقدوه. الخلائق, the creations, عقد, عقيدة, creed, faith, belief. You see, Ibn Arabi, as compared to Nu'man Ali Khan, he says, what is the عقيدة in the Quran? آيات of عقيدة in the Quran. Here he says, the خلائق, the creations, all kinds of people, عقدوا في الإله عقائدا. They have عقائد, they have creeds, beliefs, faith, types of faith, ideas about الإله, Allah سبحانه وتعالى. He says, وأنا, Ibn Arabi, believe in all what they believed in. All of them. So whatever aqidah there is, you'll find Ibn Arabi there and those who follow him. How can anyone convert to Islam and gain the opportunity to learn Arabi, the Quran, and general aspects of Islam and many details, yet strive hard to ruin his own religion by adopting a methodology that contradicts the very essence of Islam? The methodology Hamza Yusuf has been promoting for years now is purely wicked and clearly dangerous for the well-being of his own faith and also the faith of the masses who blindly follow him. This celebrity Muslim scholar doesn't seem to have much faith in the core foundations of Islam, especially the creed. From praising Ibn Arabi, عقد الخلائق في الإله عقائدا وأنا اعتقدت جميع ما اعتقدوه. From praising Ibn Arabi, who says that everyone and everything is Allah himself. See, Ibn Arabi, he organized the Sufi religion. From top, no, this is bottom, from top to bottom. The bottom is, I believe in all the creeds that exist. The top is, everything and everyone is Allah himself. He put that without any shame in his books. We have a list of 18 major scholars who call Ibn Arabi a kafir, a mushrik, with one of them saying, there is no type of shirk from, you know, that we heard of from the beginning of humanity until now worse than, you know, this kind of shirk. The Jews worshipped, you know, Uzair and other stuff. The Christians worship Isa. This guy worships everything and everyone. So he praises Ibn Arabi. From praising Ibn Arabi, who says that everyone and everything is Allah himself, to rejecting Allah's names and attributes, he says, we know for an absolute certainty Allah doesn't have, you know, attributes, you know. Doesn't have a hand, even though he said he has a hand in the Quran, and Iblis did not dispute it when he had that argument with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he follows his desires, but he still says that the Ash'ari Aqidah came from Buddhism. I am sure the Ash'aris would say to him, no, it didn't come. They're claiming it came from the Quran and Sunnah. This guy says it came from Buddhism. To being fascinated with Buddhism. I don't know why they, you know, use so many words for Buddhism. Buddhism. It looks like Buddhism. Buddhism. Hamza Yusuf is making jihad to corrupt Islam at its core. I posted articles and videos before discussing the wicked creeds Hamza Yusuf has been promoting. At a minimum, concepts like Islamic creed being saved by Buddhist logic, Hamza Yusuf said that. At a minimum, concepts like Islamic creed being saved by Buddhist logic indicate the absence of faith in Islam Hamza Yusuf has, and the fact that he truly lacks knowledge in Islamic's essential aspects, creed, aqidah. I mean, he says the Aqidah of Islam was saved, rescued by Buddhism. That's interesting. Being a hardcore Sufi poses a serious challenge and threat for Hamza Yusuf, for his aqidah, for his well-being with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the faith he converted to. So he became a Muslim, he was Christian. This is because the ultimate aim of extremist Sufism is to reach certainty in the status of Wahdatul Wujud, that everything and everyone is Allah, a creed perfected and promoted by the true Kafir Ibn Arabi in his books and statements. Before that level, this is the top. However, there is the basic belief that widely shared by Sufis, and not all Sufis are the same, by the way. Imam Ibn Baz, rahimahullah, once told one of the students that, you know, they were discussing a book with him. He said, not all Sufis are the same. We're talking here about the Sufis who have these beliefs. Sadly enough, the majority of them are like that. You know, all these groups all over the world, they preach the same kind of stuff. So you have the top, Wahdatul Wujud, everything and everyone is Allah. The basic belief widely shared by Sufis that every religious path leads to Allah. Every religion, they all lead to Allah. In the middle, above, you know, this basic belief, and below Wahdatul Wujud, you have the level of Al-Hulul wal-Ittihad. Al-Hulul, incarnation. Allah incarnates in some of his creations. I mean, the Christians said Allah incarnated in Jesus. These people say he incarnates not only in Jesus. No. You know, some of their imams before, they would be walking with some of their students, and then they heard a goat make the sound. A goat makes. You know what that man said? He's very famous. I don't want to mention his name because it's coming, inshallah. This is from the earlier, before Ibn Arabi came, by centuries. You know what he said? He said to the goat, Labbaik. You know, because he believes Allah came into the goat. The goat made the sound, Labbaik, mashallah. Alhamdulillah, I hope this man didn't say it around the Kaaba to the goat, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. All three Sufi levels are pure kufr and disbelief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am not sure which level Hamza Yusuf is currently at or aspire to attain in the future. You know, maybe he's not at that level yet. But the lesser level of every path leads to Allah. Ibn Arabi, remember, Ibn Arabi. This man believes in Ibn Arabi, contradicts Hamza Yusuf's effort to empty the Islamic faith and creed from its essence by insinuating that Islam is so deficient and weak that it needed Buddhist logic to be saved. Allahu Akbar. You, the people who say La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, he says that your creed was saved by Buddhist logic. Buddha in the Quran. So if Sufis believe that every path leads to Allah, then Islam is one of those, you know, paths, even though it is weak and, you know, deficient and needs Buddhism. It doesn't need Buddhism because according to Ibn Arabi, عقد الخلائق, الخلائق among them Muslims, true Muslims, not like him. عقد الخلائق في الإله عقائدا. So the Muslims have عقائد about Allah. وأنا اعتقدت جميع ما اعتقدوه including Islam and every other religion. So I'm not sure what's Hamza Yusuf's game. Why are you trying to destroy Islam faith and everything else, while believing in Ibn Arabi, who says in all this, that stuff, and then thinking that Islam was saved by Buddhism, which means you believe in عقد الخلائق في الإله عقائدا وأنا اعتقدت جميع ما اعتقدوه. I mean, isn't it clear? So why are you trying to suppress Islam if it is according to your Imam who taught you the kind of religion you're promoting now, Buddhism, Christians? You know, it turned out Christians, even though they believe in Trinity, they don't really believe in three gods. They really don't. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Christians, do not say three. He's not correcting the Quran. Since the Quran was saved by Buddhism, you know, who knows? If Hamza Yusuf says that he doesn't believe that every path leads to Allah, then why promote two different belief systems? One of them, Islam as it came through its Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Quran and Sunnah, and the way of the Salaf al-Salih, who he complains about Muslims telling him, we have to follow the way of the Salaf. Yeah, you know, unless somebody is abid and ahmaq, this is what Islam is about. This is what Islam came, you know, from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is it. He's complaining about it. So if he doesn't believe, then why are you trying to destroy the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by mixing the religion with other religions, Buddhism, Buddha, Christianity? It turned out like the Quran is, you know, made a mistake. You know, what do you mean three? You know, وَلَا تَقُولُ ثَلَاثَ بَلْ هُوَ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ. See, Allah says, don't say three. آلِهَ إِلَه gods. إنما هو إله واحد. He is only one إله. See, it's in the Quran. If every path leads to Allah successfully, then leave every path as it is without any change, because according to your religion that you're promoting, you know, yes, today you're throwing in, you know, Christians are not really Trinitarians, they're Muwahideen. Buddha and the Quran, Buddhism saved the, you know, you're throwing things after things, you know, Allah knows what else he says about other religions. Then, if they lead to Allah anyway, if we, you know, follow the Sufi religion, then why try to correct Islam and change it and, you know, say things about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, one of the things that I said before, and inshallah, I'm going to say it here again. They try to deny these people. He claims to be Ash'ari. I don't think the Ash'aris would want him. He claims, you know, and others, you know, Ash'a'ira, Allah doesn't do kalam. So Allah can't speak, but they keep talking and talking and talking and talking and talking. Allah musta'an. So if everything, everyone is Allah, as Ibn Arabi and extremist Sufis proclaim, and Hamza Yusuf praises Ibn Arabi as a great scholar, then how dare such Sufis challenge Islam, which is to them is Allah? Challenge Islam with Buddhism, which is also Allah, according to them. Another story is very important. I mean, when I used to work in Dubai years ago, I was a manager of a charity organization there, the only Salafi charity organization in Dubai, in the Emirates during that time. So we had a student who's from Sudan. Every year, this student from Sudan was eager to go during the summer vacation back to Sudan. He's eager, you know, I can't wait, it's just a few days until the holiday, I'm gonna go to, I said, okay, what are you doing in Sudan, by the way? He says, I just go say salam to my family and go to the south to fight Garang, the Christians, you know, during that time, you know, they were fighting the Muslims, Garang and his people. This is before the Sudan was dissipated and became two countries because of the blessing of al-Bashir and tyrants like him. So I was telling him, you know, this is way before. I told him, why do you want to fight, Garang, Christian? Why you want to fight Garang? According to your faith, Garang is Allah himself. How dare you go there to fight Allah? He didn't say anything. He didn't say anything. If Hamza Yusuf does not believe in the karma incarnation, the Buddhist incarnation, then why did he write this piece, Buddha in the Quran? Did Buddha go through the good karma incarnation to appear in the Quran, or did he actually go through the bad karma incarnation to come back as an extremely fat lizard? look at the statue of Mr. Buddha. He's so fat, it's like 300, 400 kilograms. And they can't even cover the stomach. No, they have to uncover it with the meat flowing in all directions. So many questions. In the meantime, Hamza Yusuf continues on the path of disbelief in Islam's creed, a creed that, according to him, needed to be rescued by Buddhist logic. By Allah's will, inshallah ta'ala, in the next few weeks, we will talk more and more about the creed Hamza Yusuf is promoting. And we hope, inshallah ta'ala, that some of his people will be listening to us this time and realizing how wicked his creed is. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save Islam from this kind of wicked people and wicked creeds. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.